السلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما أحد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وفي الأرض آيات للموقنين وفي أنفسكم أفلا تبصرون صدق الله العظيم.
So get convinced and understand. So he also always, wherever he got the opportunity, he should give da'wah. He said, I also noticed that people who do not accept Islam when you explain so logically, so clearly, it's just natural they should explain. He says, the next step what I do, I try and supply them with halal food for 40 days. In that unapaki, in that dirt, and you're in that darkness, the light of deen, cannot be, it's difficult for it to penetrate there. So ask the person to bath and make wudu, and then you explain to them. Or you look for an occasion that the person has made namaz. Now that argument you are having, you are having a wedding in the family, sometimes there is music playing or something, then it won't have that effect. So it is essential. And Yasin Sharif also, as was mentioned, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, it is my heart's desire, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who wouldn't like to make Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy? That is, the fazail and the virtues of them are very, very great. And one elderly person, he has passed away, Allah grant him Jannah, when he heard the encouragement of learning Surah Tabarakal Ladhi, he started in that old age of his, and he was learning Surah Tabarakal Ladhi. So it is possible, and as we have mentioned, for a Muslim, just the word halal is sufficient. Who certified it? And today, many of us, we don't ask if the food is halal. We ask if it is certified halal. As long as there is a certificate, that one is, like a person is an actual graduate of a university, or of a Darul Uloom or anything, and one is, he's got a certificate. Also with regard to our eating, there was Qari Anis in Turkeshar. Very, very good Qari Sahib. He passed away quite some time ago. Very pious and very, very respectful person. Very pious, and he was an imam in aspiring something like curry, where your hands get soiled also when you are touching the curry. And this is also proof. Today, I was thinking, we just gone on different wavelengths. To eat with the hand is sunnat. And now today, there are people who are saying that when you eat with spoon and fork, you are also eating with your hand. So, that's billah. And this is being said by ulama. Now, if a modernist person, we understand. But ulama who studied in our madaris, they maintain all these things. So, فَالْمُشْتَكَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Our only complaint is to Allah Ta'ala. And also, as a point of advice, don't get involved. Avoid that argument. We have to carry on with our work. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on many occasions, if they don't accept, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّي. You get engaged in reading tasbih, and you get engaged in connecting yourself with Allah Ta'ala. Don't waste your time in all these things. So, that food which is from the takeaways, they should, and automatically it should have an effect on him that he decreases his ibadat. One of our students, Maulana Muhammad Saleji of Phoenix, he also heard this a few times. A few years ago, they went in Jamaat. He came here in Ramzan also, after spending time. ...of the month, and that will be really our Eid. Otherwise, we will just have passed Ramadan, as we have passed so many Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. That Allah loves us more than what He loves you. That is why He has given us victory, and we have overpowered you, and we have killed hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of the Muslims. So he said, no, that is not the case, that Allah loves you more. Then that person asked, how did this happen then? So he said, you must have dogs on them, the hounds. وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. Allah says, when there are some wrongdoers, people who do wrong, then we put upon them the more bigger wrongdoers in order to get them right again. So he says, Allah has put these hounds and dogs to get us back onto the straight.
Alfaz hamari zuban pe hai. Allah usko aasan kar de. Allah kare ke kaam ho jaye. Do rakat sadaqul haj par ke Allah se mango. Sadqa do. Dua mango. Wo nahi. Main karunga. Tum ye kar. Tumhara unse taluq bahut acha hai. Unse baat karna hi hamara kaam wo kara denge. To ye sab hai. To ye to hum shirk mein mubtala.
And he brought that iman in them which the world didn't see before besides the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and till Qiyamah people won't see the iman which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had. So through ilm we can get that. And also our iman by talking about the blessed path, how much is that coming into our lives? And how much are we speaking today? How much did we speak of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala? Then also by making dhikr in the morning. Also this point very important for the imams who do imam at Fajr time. With us, everything is with us. Then we don't have to worry about anything. And if Allah's help is not with us, then we can have everything in the world, but we are not even zero, we are minus. So it is very, very important, and this is for each one of us to think. And then our deen is not only iman. Controller of the entire universe. The Quran states, no misfortune can happen on earth, nor afflict your souls, except that it had already been recorded in a book before we bring it into existence. That is truly easy for Allah Ta'ala. By the passing of time, man believes what he says, his salat will not be accepted for 40 days. He who goes to a soothsayer and believes what he says has denied what was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam has on this basis made unlawful the following: making decisions on the throwing of bones, evil spirits, jealousy and black magic. To take ill omens from certain things, places or people who are dead or alive is also forbidden.
For example, a black cat crossing the road in front of you, or the number 13, or an eclipse, or a mother breaking, or ancestors, or from taking help from the Sangomas and witch doctors, etc. Last night in the Tarawih, alhamdulillah, that the 26th para was recited. The 26th para commences with Suratul Ahqaf, which is a Makki surah. The word Ahqaf means long, curved, size, the earth and whatever is between them, they have been created for a specific purpose and to an appointed time. So that purpose which we have to recognize, that through the purpose is that we ponder in these great creations and we gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True worship and sincere worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to befall me for this. But this is definitely not my kalam, it is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And various proofs concerning this have been mentioned throughout the Quran Majeed. One particular thing is that all the people have been challenged to produce the like of the Quran Majeed, but that challenge was never made. If this deen of Islam had any goodness, we would have understood it first, and we would have accepted this deen first, not you. And this, since now we did not accept it first, so on their understanding, because of their pride and arrogance, they are trying to say there is no goodness in this deen of Islam. From this we understand that this evil punishment for the parents also. Allah Ta'ala reminds men that remember that your parents, how much of difficulties and hardships they have undergone, particularly your mother. How much of difficulty she underwent. Don't forget all that. They, Allah Ta'ala refers to all this, that the mother, she age of 40. Yeah, particularly the age of 40 has been mentioned, because this is the age of where the prime, which is the prime of mental maturity of a person. That's why the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also were granted Nabuwat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also granted Nabuwat at the age of 40. Why is this age that age where it is evil? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are the type of people that we accept their good deeds and we forgive them for their wrongdoings, and they are the inmates of Jannat, and this is the promised, the true promise with which they have been promised. On the other end, that person now who is a kafir, who shows ingratitude to the favors of Allah, to his actions. From this we understand that entry into Jannat will not be because of our actions, it will be because of the fadl and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the ranks in Jannat, the high ranks and the low, whatever it is, will be according to our actions. So our actions, they will also prove beneficial to acquire the higher ranks in punishment. In that cloud, there was violent winds, in which there was painful punishment for these people, and this continued for seven nights and 8 days, that wind, severe violent wind blew, and completely annihilated and destroyed this nation. Further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions towards the min al-rusul, that O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exercise patience, persevere, as the resolute Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam before, they also exercise patience, and don't be in a hurry concerning them, that Allah Ta'ala must punish them. The punishment will come whenever Allah Ta'ala wills, and whenever it is ordained. That recompense Allah Ta'ala will give them in this world, in the form of health, wealth, abundant children, honor, respect, and whatever else. But in the year after, they will be completely rendered useless and invalid, and they will not be recompensated in any way for those actions, even if they were good. But Allah Ta'ala says, for the mu'minah now, you can release them unconditionally without taking ransom from them, or either you can release them after taking ransom from them. So all in all, those captives which are captured by the Muslims at a time of war, the Muslim leader has one of four options. Either he keeps them in bondage, either he can put them to the sword, as them of jihad. Further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then makes mention of particularly the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, who, especially at the time of going for jihad, what type of flimsy excuses they used to make not to participate in the expeditions for going out in the their enmity for Islam. No, Allah Ta'ala will expose it, And this happened that Allah Ta'ala says that وَلَتَعْرِفَنَّهُ فِي لَحْنِ الْقَوْلِ. Through their way of speech, you will recognize them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are these munafiqeen? And some of them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even expelled them from them. Then you are not at liberty to invalidate that action on your own, from your own side. And if for some reason you don't continue and don't complete that action, then you have to make qada of it. It's a masla which we have to understand that, and especially according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, that if you start, for example, 2 rakats of salat as nafal, after 1 rakat you will change your the incident is quite lengthy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had seen a dream that he was making umrah with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they proceed for umrah in the 6th year of Hijri, but the people of Makkah was under their control, the kuffar, they refused to allow the Muslims to come to into Makkah to perform umrah. But Allah Ta'ala had already declared it, that this is a great victory. This peace treaty was a great, great victory. Eventually what happened is that the kuffar of Makkah did not play their side of the conditions, and eventually the Muslims conquered in the 8th year of Hijri, Makkatul Mukarramah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these details. Then also at the time of Hudaybiyah, Umar in every regard. Further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again makes mention of those people who did not proceed at the time of the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, they did not proceed with the Muslims who stayed behind, particularly the Munafiqeen. They thought that the Muslims will never return back safely. They thought they going to already decreed that no other person who was not present at the time of Hudaybiyah could now proceed with the Muslims towards Khaybar, and no person can change the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala makes mention of this here also. Then Allah Ta'ala makes mention that those who took bayat on the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also at the time of Hudaybiyah, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ. Allah declares that in the Injil is like that plant which takes out its shoot, and it becomes strong and thick, and stands on its own stem, and then the farmers, then they look at it with happiness that our whole plantation is growing. This is the condition, example of the Sahaba, that the initial condition stage, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
se marwi hai, ki Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne irshad farmaya, ki koi banda aisa nahi, ki la ilaha illallah kahe, aur uske liye asmano ke darwaze na khul jaye. یہاں تک کہ یہ کلمہ سیدھا عرش تک پہنچتا ہے بشرط یہ کہ کبیرہ گناہوں سے
مت جہا اور کلی کی ایک گھونٹ پانی جو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے لیا مت جہا مندلوین ایک بالتی تھی وہاں سے پانی آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے لیا منہ میں رکھا اور پھر منہ سے ان پر کلی کی ان پر وہ پھینکا وہ اس کے اوپر تو یہ ایک ان کے ساتھ مذاق ان کے ساتھ محبت کی
existing religions claiming that the various religions existing today are all true and all of them lead to Allah Ta'ala. One who claims that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and Uthman radiallahu anhu, or any Sahabi is a non-believer, or he vilifies or rebukes them. However, the Anbiya alayhi salam can be informed of certain matters through wahi revelation, and the awliya through kashf manifestations and ilham, and the general message by means of signs. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Where example, where they celebrate Mother's Day, Father's Day, etc. And we also follow suit, and on that particular day we be good to our parents. Whereas in Islam, every day is Mother's Day. Every day in Islam is Father's Day. So we should not be caught up in these actions and these notions of the kuffar. One of the du'as that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one verse mentioned, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. That, O people of Iman, obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and do not nullify your deeds. So here the ulama explain, nullifying the deeds mean that if, example, a person does things learned from this very surah. And this surah is called Surah Al-Hujarat because reference is given to the rooms of the Azwaj Mutahharat radiallahu ta'ala anhunna. These rooms were very small in nature. In the time of Walid ibn Abdul Malik, he had converted these rooms and made it part of the masjid.
Listen, it's not harm. You are harming yourself. You jalte ho aage hasad ke aag mein. Why are you burning in the fire of jealousy? And he's driving this car, he's got this, he's got that, whatever it is, now you are burning. Malte ho kaffe afsos, you aapne jis par nigaah dali, oh Allah, on who you put your attention, who you chose and you pulled him towards you, phir uski bandagi se shaan rabbani nahi jaati. Then that person, he servitude to Allah, he's turning to Allah, the shaan of rabbani doesn't, everyone see he's a big Allah wala. And everyone mentioned, and the situation is fully in your hand. Once we were landing at Botswana Gaborone's airport, and there was a storm, and the aeroplane was going this way and that way, up and down, everything. When we landed, the pilot announced that, you don't have to worry, the whole time the plane was fully in my control.
Allah, illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, 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 illallah. Sa namak rakha kisne? Khaliq-e-husn ki har lahza hai, Khaliq-e-husn ki har lahza hai, shaan nayi subhanallah, illallah, 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 la
ilaha. Our eyes are not on the qudrat of Allah, and we don't believe that medicine can save, that Allah can save, but we believe medicine can save. We believe operations can save, etc. We did not have our full trust on Allah Ta'ala. فَأَلْقِيَاهُ فِي جَفِي الْعَذَابِ الشَّدِيدِ. Opportunity to make tawbah of our gunas and to turn to His mercy and ask Him for forgiveness before that time comes and we can get saved. Then Allah Ta'ala will say, قَالَ لَا تَخْتَصِمُوا لَدَيَّ. فَرْمَايَا جَغْرَا نَا كَرُوا مِيرِ سْبَاسْ. Shaitan and that person will be arguing that I badalti nahi baat mere paas. My verdict is the final verdict. There is the highest court. You can't, there is no, you aren't given leave to go and appeal my judgment now by in front of anyone else. This is the highest court and the judgment has been made here. وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامِ اللَّهِ.
باپ سے اس کا تعلق نہیں ہے لیکن ان کو اتنا اس سے محبت ہے تو کہ انہوں نے اس کو بیان کیا اور یہ جب محبت پیدا ہو جاتی ہے پھر دین آتا ہے آدمی کے اندر بغیر محبت کے دین کی حقیقت کبھی نہیں آتی اصل چیز جو اللہ کی محبت دین کی محبت اور استاد کی محبت شیخ کی محبت جب یہ چیزیں پیدا ہی اللہ سے اور اللہ کا مبغوث اللہ کا محبوب بن جاتا ہے لا الہ الا اللہ سے لیکن شرط یہ ہے یبتغی بھی وجہ اللہ اللہ کی رضا مندی کے لیے یہ نہیں کہ نفاق اور نفاق میں منافقت کرتا ہے اور ایسے لوگوں کو دکھاوا کے لیے زکاة کا مال کر لینے کے لیے وہ لا الہ بعد میں اس کو خیال تک نہیں رہتا ہے کہاں توفیق عمل کی ہوگی تو ہم سوچے کہ ہم اسے کس نے ابھی یہ کلمہ پڑھا یہ ہم نے ابھی فضیلت سنی انگلش میں کہتے ہیں کہ strike while the rod is hot جو ابھی بات کان میں پڑی اس پر عمل کرو تو کم از کم ابھی جو ہے لا الہ الا اللہ پھر لو آپ کی ماں کا وفات ہو گیا باپ کی وفات ہو گئی بھائی بہن بیوی کے بچے کی آپ کا جوان چھوٹا سا بچہ کوئی بھی چیز جو آپ کو محبوب تھی وہ اللہ تعالی نے لے لی آپ کے پاس سے اور ثم احتسبہ وہ اس پر ثواب کی امید رکھے کہ میں صبر کروں گا اللہ تعالی مجھے اس پر ثواب عطا پتا جو ہے بہت سخت پیدا ہوا جوانوں میں زیادہ ہوتا ہے لیکن اللہ کی رضا کے لیے آدمی ہمت کرتا ہے اور وہ گناہ کا کام بالکل نہیں کرتا ہے تو یہ صبر عن المعصیہ اور صبر علی البلا جب کوئی مصیبت تکلیف پیش آئے آدمی اس پر صبر کرتا ہے اس کا مطلب یہ نہیں کہ اس کو غمگینی نہیں ہوتی اس میں اللہ کی رضا کے لیے یہ کا نیک کام کرے دنیا کو کا دکھاوا کے لیے نہیں اپنے نفس کو خوش کرنے کو نہیں بلکہ اللہ کی رضا کے لیے جی.
باب ما يحذر من زهرة الدنيا والتنافس فيها. وبه قال حدثنا إسماعيل بن عبد الله قال حدثني إسماعيل بن إبراهيم إن عقبة عن موسى بن عقبة وتلهيكم كما ألهتكم.
یہ دوسرا باب ہے جس کا عنوان ہے ان امور ما مصدریہ کہ جن چیزوں سے آدمی بچے من زہرت دنیا دنیا کی خوبصورتی سے والتنافس فیہا اور دنیا کی چیزوں میں تنافس کرنا تو وائی کپڑا بھی شائننگ کپڑا ہو تو پھر یہ سب خوبصورتی ہے دنیا کی چیزوں میں اور قلم بھی ایک سیدھا سادہ قلم کافی ہے کام چلتا ہے لیکن جب تک کہ کوئی مہنگا قلم نہ ہو تو اپنی قیمت نہیں اپنی قیمت دنیا کی چیزوں سے نہیں اپنی قیمت اپنے اندر کی چیزوں سے ہوتی ہے اگر دنیا کی چیزوں سے قیمت ہوتی تو آپ بنگلہ میں چیزیں جو دین کی شکل میں بھی دینی لباس اس میں بھی خوبصورتی آدمی پسند کرتا ہے تو اس سے بچنا چاہیے جتنے آدمی البزازت من الایمان آدمی جتنے سادگی سے رہے اس کے اندر اس کے لیے خیر اور عافیت ہے اس کو فرصت ملتی ہے دین کا کام کرنے کو جیسے کہ یہ کبھی تیار نہیں ہو سکتا آدمی کتنے حرام کا کام کم سے کم حرام کا کام عورتیں بھی کماتی ہیں عورتیں بھی دکانوں میں جاتی ہیں وہ بھی کماتی ہیں دفتروں میں جاتی ہے اور کماتی ہے پھر جا کے یہ دسترخوان تیار ہو سکتا ہے اور کتنے غفلت نمازوں سے ذکر سے تو جا کے اگر آدمی سے سادہ ہمیں عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے اور جب ہماری زندگیوں میں یہ عمل آئے گا پھر دوسروں خاندان والوں میں ورنہ آدمی یہی کہتا ہے کہ سب کرتے ہیں ہم کیا ہے مجبور ہے اگر ہم نہیں کریں گے تو لوگ ہمارے کے خلاف کیا باتیں نہیں کریں کہیں گے یہ آدمی کنجوس ہے یہ آدمی بیکورڈ ہے یہ آدمی فنیٹک ہے یہ آدمی برقعہ خریدا بھی اور وہاں بھی برقعہ کا رواج ہی تھا حقیقت کچھ بھی نہیں اور وہ بھی بہت ماڈرن قسم کا برقعہ یہ پورا جو نقاب ہے وہ ٹرائنگل شکل کان سب دکھتے ہیں اس میں جو مالیاں ہوتی ہے ایئر رنگس وہ سب دکھتے ہیں اور صرف نی لینتھ ہوتا تھا نیچے جو ازار ہوتی ہے اور ازار کے اوپر سب جو ہے بیوی کے ساتھ سلوک جو ہے شادیاں جو ہے ہماری رہائش جو ہے ان تمام چیزوں یہ عمل کے لیے امام بخاری نے بیان کیا اور ہم جو پڑھ رہے ہیں وہ عمل کے لیے ہم پہلے عمل کریں تو ان چیزوں سے آدمی کو بچنا چاہے تو اس میں روایت لیا ہے امام بخاری رحمت اللہ علیہ اور راویوں میں عمر ابن عوف قائم کرنے کے لیے یہ نہیں جیسے کہ دنیا میں کوئی ملک والے دوسرے ملک والے پر حملہ کرے تو وہ چاہتے کہ وہ ملک ہمارے ماتحت ہو اور ہم اس ملک کا نظام اب چلائیں گے اسلام میں یہ بات نہیں تم تمہارے ملک کو رکھو اپنے پاس ہاں اتنا ہے کہ اللہ کے احکام کو جاری کرو اور اس لیے ہم امیر وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو صالح أهل البحرين مصالحة كي أهل بحرين سے اہل بحرین اس وقت اسلام قبول کرنے کو تیار نہیں ہوئے انہوں نے کہا ہم اپنے مذہب پر رہیں گے ٹھیک ہے تم حکومت کرو ہم جزیہ ادا کریں گے وہ عمر علی کے پر ہی اس سے یہ بھی معلوم ہوا کہ اور بھی مساجد تھے اور یہ صحابہ رضی اللہ تعالی اپنے اپنے مسجدوں میں نماز پڑھتے تھے جب کوئی ایسا موقع ہوتا تو مسجد نبوی میں آتے تو وہ اپنے اپنی مسجدوں میں اپنے انصار کی مسجدوں میں نماز پڑھتے تھے لیکن یہ دن جو ہے وہ فجر کے لیے یہاں آگے مسجد نبوی میں اور نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ساتھ بیان کرنا چاہے تو یہ لوگ آئے اور آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے ملے تعرضوا له فتبسم حين رآه آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سب سے بڑے سائیکالوجسٹ دنیا کے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان کو دیکھتے ہی آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سمجھ گئے کہ آج انہوں نے کیوں فجر کی نماز یہاں ان کے پڑھی اور کیوں یہ کیسے یہ آدمی بیچ میں آ گیا اور یہ کانٹا یہ میرے سامنے آ گیا اور گھر پہ کوئی دستک دیتا ہے آدمی کا دروازہ کو او بہت اچھا آپ آئے اور دل میں یہ کہ یہ کوئی وقت تھا ملنے کو یہ کیوں آئے اس وقت تو صحابہ یہ منافقت ان میں نہیں تھی جو دل میں بات تھی وہی بات تو وہ صحابہ رجوع واملو ما یسر رکو امید رکھو ایسے ایسا میں دوں گا کہ تم لوگ خوش ہو جاؤ گے پھر نصیحت کی بات جو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو کرنی تھی اور وہ اہم بات ہے اس باب میں اور اس حدیث میں فواللہ مَلْ فَقْرَ أَخْشَ عَلَيْكُمْ, مجھے فقر کا خوف نہیں ہے تم پر کہ تم فقر و فاقہ سیکولر سٹیٹ ہے. باقی پوری دنیا کی سٹیٹ جو ہے وہ سیکولر سٹیٹ ہے, صرف 30 مملکت 30 حکومتیں ایسی ہیں کہ وہ اپنے اسلامک ریپبلک کو کہتے ہیں. 30 گورنمنٹ جو ہے اگرچہ وہ اسلام پور کے مطابق نہیں چلتے لیکن ان کا کانسٹیٹیوشن بسم اللہ سے شروع ہوتا ہے, یعنی دو بالتی پیشاب کے اور پاخانہ کے, تو میرے پاس 3 بالتی ہو جائے. یہ دنیا کے یہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا, مجھے اس کی فکر ہے کہ میری امت جو ہے